Hello and welcome to On the Couch with Steve, a podcast where we help you navigate the often complex world of buying and selling real estate here in the Ipswich real estate market. I'm Steve Athanades. I'm the owner of NG Real Estate here in Ipswich. I'm joined today by a great friend of the show, Matthew Taylor Farrington from Purple Bunny Marketing.
Yes.
How are you, Matt?
I'm good.
Excellent, excellent. Now, mate, I think this is episode 42 of On the Couch with Steve. Yay.
Yeah. I still can't believe you're here.
Yes.
We got you after many attempts of saying you need to do a podcast. You jumped on the bandwagon and you're 42 episodes deep. So
42 episodes. Who would have ever thought? We'll have to do something special for episode 50. But look, for episode 42, we wanted to do something a little different, and we wanted to do, a session that is specific to buyers.
Yes.
All right, so we're not going to talk about sellers at all. We're going to talk about buyers. Now, I guess over the course of time, there's been a lot of speculation by buyers about what the market's going to do.
Yes.
You know, is it going to go up? Is it going to come down? What is the real estate market going to do? Now, mate, as you're aware, there's a number of, I guess, indicators out there in the marketplace. And we see some articles that come about from time to time. You may have seen some of them yourself.
Yep.
Mate, I've seen something just very recently. It was an article, a news article on Channel 7.
Yes.
And they were talking about what was happening in the outer suburbs of Sydney.
Yes.
All right. So you're talking about suburbs like the one that most people would be familiar with would be Parramatta.
Yep.
Okay. Parramatta's got a lot of similarities to Ipswich in terms of it's an outer western suburb.
Yep.
Okay. About the same distance from the CBD as Ipswich, but that market has gone crazy over the last 12 months, and it's probably defied some of the trends. So the reason I wanted to talk about it is it's a good indicator about what could potentially happen here in Ipswich.
Yep.
And then we'll talk specifically about Queensland as a whole.
Yeah.
So, mate, we were talking off air. You were saying to me, well, what is happening in that marketplace?
Yeah. I guess, you know, not only personally do I want to know, you know, for the market, but obviously for the podcast, for people out there who are looking to buy, I know we hear often, or I've heard often now, even my dad says to me, he goes, oh, it's got to burst eventually. And he's lived in Ipswich all his life and all the rest of it. And he goes, I've seen them drop and whatever. But we don't seem to see it slowing down. Prices continue to rise. And I know you don't have your crystal ball, but what are you seeing out there? What are you thinking will happen and will continue to happen in this market?
Well, it's a great question. We've been talking about this for 18 months. This is basically nearly how long we've been doing this podcast. Mm. Now, over that course of that time, people have been saying, you know, it's got to burst eventually.
Yep.
It can't keep going up. What happened in that article in Western Sydney is house prices around that Parramatta area, and there's a number of suburbs, there's about 11 suburbs, but they have in the last 12 months gone up anywhere between 19% and 22%.
That's just insane.
In 12 months,
yeah.
19% to 22%. So just to give people an idea of what sort of numbers are involved, there's some of these suburbs that have grown by $226,000 in 1 year.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
They've gone up $226,000.
I mean, congratulations to those people.
If you were smart enough to buy there, you are a genius.
Correct.
Congrats
100%.
To you.
Yes.
Congrats. But yeah, so what does that mean then for Ipswich? If it's got a lot of similarities, it's an outer Sydney suburb, we're an outer Brisbane suburb, we're about the same distance from the CBD as they are.
Yes.
What does it mean for Ipswich? Well, we've talked about the fact that even in the last 12 months here, house prices have risen on average 3% a quarter.
Yep.
So we've seen prices rise here in Ipswich as an average, because there's some greater exceptions to this rule, but prices have risen on average by 12% in the last 12 months. So if suburbs around Parramatta have gone up by anywhere between 19 and 22%, is there still room for the Ipswich real estate market to grow?
Mm.
I would say yes.
Yes, and it seems to continue to do it.
Yeah, well, it's defying all logic. Obviously, what your dad was saying earlier is true. real estate does tend to move in 12-year cycles.
Yep.
You know, if anyone could accurately predict when house prices were going to go up and when they were going to drop, you would be a squillionaire.
100%.
If you could accurately predict it. But the truth of the matter is no one really knows exactly when they'll go up, how high they'll go, when it'll stop, when they'll drop, all those sorts of things. But the reason we wanted to talk about it for buyers today is if prices have gone up in 1 year between Ipswich and even Sydney, between 12 and 22%.
Yep.
In those sorts of price points. If you're a buyer, you got to let go of the fact that people are saying to you, oh, I would hang on, just wait and see what happens. The problem for you guys is while you're waiting, you're potentially pricing yourself out of the market.
Yep.
And you're losing a huge amount of equity that you could pick up by just simply buying a property.
Correct.
Any property. Just buy something.
Correct.
Because if it's going to go up between 12 and 22%, you can't save that amount of money in 12 months.
That's
nowhere near it. Yep. So effectively, if you're saying, well, I'll just save a little bit more, I'll just get a little bit more of a deposit, or I'll wait and see if prices are going to drop, stop waiting.
Correct.
Yep. All the evidence is indicating they're not going to drop.
Mm.
Worse still, they're probably, on the balance of probability, going to go up.
Yes.
So you need to buy now.
Yep.
Now, mate, we talked about what's happened in Sydney.
Yes.
Okay, there's another news article that's come on where they're specifically talking about what's going to happen in Brisbane and Queensland over the next sort of 2.5 years, right?
Yep.
Guess what the prediction is?
More increases.
More increases. But
yeah,
the thing that may concern or scare some people is that we all know that we've got, I think we've still got the Olympics in 2032.
Yeah, hopefully.
Having some trouble with the infrastructure, but
yes.
There's a couple of arguments there. But we are scheduled to have the Olympics in 2032.
Yes.
Okay, this is not me saying it, but again, a news article's come out where they're saying that house prices in Queensland and Brisbane in particular will rise by another 20% between now and 2027.
Yep.
Okay, now when you think about it, we're not that far from being halfway through 24.
Correct.
So we're talking within a bit over 2 years, 2.5 years, house prices could be 20% higher than they are today.
Yes.
So if you're a buyer and you buy today.
Correct.
Okay. Chances are, and it's not me saying it, it's not you saying it, it's the experts are saying it,
yep,
that you could have 20% equity in that house for free.
Correct.
You have to do
nothing.
You just have to buy today and you could pick up 20% more equity over 2.5 years.
Yes.
Now, if you bought, even if we just said median house price in Ipswich now is somewhere around, it's getting close to 650 for median house price.
Yep.
So if you bought a house for 650 and it went up 20%, you would pick up $130,000 on average in equity for doing
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just buy the house today.
Yes.
So, like I said, this is specifically for buyers. Okay. If you want to buy a house, stop waiting and buy the thing now.
Correct.
Because if you don't, you either may not have sufficient deposit to get yourself to either 5, 10, or 20%, wherever you're trying to get yourself.
Mm-hmm.
20% gets you out of mortgage insurance company, LMI.
Yes.
But the thing about it is, even if you are trying to save 5% and the market keeps growing by on average 12% per a year, you can't save.
Yeah, you're not keeping up.
You can't save the money. So what we would suggest is, and we've talked about it in previous podcasts, there's a number of options. You can use your parents' equity in their property.
Yep.
Okay. Your parents can effectively go guarantor. They can put up their own property, which they have huge amounts of equity in, just to get you into the market.
Yep.
So we are really focused on trying to help young people. And whenever you go to barbecues or a social gathering, housing almost always invariably comes up, and Jesus, yes, dear, and whatever. And I feel so sorry for the next generation. How are they ever going to afford,
yep,
to buy a house?
All the time.
Okay, well, the simple answer is save your pennies right now and get into the market as quick as you possibly can.
Yep.
All right, so that's our biggest tip. Okay, so remembering, this is not me, it's not Matt, okay, it's experts around Australia saying this is what's already happened.
Yes.
It's a fact. It's not something that might happen. House prices in the outer suburbs of Sydney have already risen between 19 and 22%. It's happened. It's in the history books.
Yes.
Now, those prices are predicted to continue to rise. Here in Queensland, where it's potentially more relevant to you guys, is we're saying, we've got experts saying that over the next 2.5 years, they're probably going to go up at least 20% more. So we're imploring you, okay, speak to your broker.
Yep.
Talk to a real estate agent you trust. I'm guaranteeing they'll be from NG Real Estate here in Ipswich.
Correct. Okay,
or Toowoomba. Or Brisbane West,
or Ripley, or Gold Coast, or
yeah, wherever our locations are. We've got about 7 of them. Yeah. But at the end of the day, talk to a trusted agent, get some advice, and get yourself into the market.
Yes. And I think that's the key. You've been saying it for a while now.
We have.
And one of the things you say regularly when you say what should buyers do is make the offer. If you want it, buy it now.
Yep.
That's what the market is saying it's worth. So,
but even too, I think the biggest thing is people have continued to assume that eventually prices will go down.
Mm.
It's not the case, and it hasn't been for the 18 months that we've been doing this podcast.
No.
And for the next 2.5 years that we'll still be doing this podcast, the experts are saying it's going to continue to rise.
Mm.
So, guys, we're imploring you, get yourself into the market as quick as you possibly can.
Agreed. I agree.
If you've got any more questions about what we've discussed, hopefully it's been helpful to you. We'd love to hear from you, so you can reach out to any of my award-winning agents in any of our locations. Joined today by Matt Taylor Farrington from Purple Bunny. Thanks, Matt.
It's all right. You did most of the heavy lifting.
Well, that's normally the case, isn't it? But look, if you'd like to hear more, or if you'd like to give us your feedback, we'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, we look forward to seeing you with more of On the Couch with Steve.